No one likes lockdowns. Seems that almost worse than the coronavirus itself is the lockdown phenomenon, where whole countries, practically the whole world, people can't move around, they can't lead their normal life. It's miserable. Lockdown after lockdown, they lock you down, then they let you move around a little bit, then they lock you down again. Oh, when's it all going to be over? Well, friends, some bad news, some very bad news. It's very long and very, very heavy lockdown ahead for everyone. In fact, we've been in a lockdown for longer than we can remember, and we're so used to it that we think it's normal. What am I talking about? I'm talking about repeated birth and death in this material world. We don't like lockdowns. We can't move around. We can't do what we like. We can't live a normal life. Well, we don't like being in this material world. Well, what's wrong? We can move around. Yeah, we move around. Sure, we move around. We move around from body to body to body. And in each lifetime, we suffer repeated birth and death. We do not achieve actual happiness. We're suffering under the control of the material energy. So understanding that reincarnation is a fact, and that suffering in this material world is a fact, and that we can try to be happy in this material world, just like we can try to be happy in a lockdown, but to us it seems like a very unnatural situation. So in the same way, we can try to be happy in this material world, but because it is basically an unnatural, restricted situation, we feel frustrated, always. However much, just like in a lockdown, you can do yoga at home, or have sex at home, or work from home. But home sweet home doesn't seem so sweet when you have to spend so much time in it, and you don't have the freedom to go here, there, and everywhere as you like. So by nature, we are free beings, free in the sense that we are meant for eternal life. We are not meant to die. We are not meant to suffer old age and disease. We're not meant to suffer at all. We're meant to be happy always, but we're locked down in this situation of repeated birth and death, in which we have some illusion of thinking that we have freedom, when in fact we are bound by the laws of material nature. I'm not talking here about the laws of thermodynamics and this and that, but the laws of karma, by which we perform activities in this world, and these activities turn into reactions which force us to get born again and again and again. What's the solution? Is there a solution? Is there a vaccine which will wipe out this virus of material existence? Well, there certainly is. We can at any time take the treatment whereby we can get free from all viruses, all distress, always getting born and dying again. That treatment is simply to understand that our real life is not in this material world at all. We, by nature, we are spiritual beings, and we have an eternal, transcendental, loving, happy, free relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is known as Krishna, and who is always very happy on the spiritual platform of pure love. Krishna is a transcendental cowherd boy. He plays his flute and attracts all his devotees with his pure love for them. Krishna has his lila, or pastimes, of pure love, and anyone who joins him there in his pastimes never comes again to this material world. We are free in the sense that our love for Krishna has full opportunity to love Krishna, to dance with Krishna, to play with Krishna, to be with Krishna, to see Krishna. This is real freedom in transcendental happiness. And it is possible to get out of this lockdown of material existence by liberating our spirit from the constraints which keep us imprisoned. Those constraints are kam, krodh, lobha, moha, mada, matsarya, lust, greed, anger, envy, illusion, pride. These impurities force us to be born again and die again and again and again within material existence. So let us be free from these desires which lock down our true spiritual nature, which is meant for unlimited freedom in relationship with Krishna. We can do that by, first of all, understanding that we are locked down in material existence. Even if coronavirus goes away, it should do at some point in time, because it's just another feature of this miserable material world. It will go away, one way or the other, it'll go away in due course of time. And lockdowns will stop, but there'll be some other kind of misery, then another kind of misery, then another kind of misery. It's all within the big lockdown, which is called Maya illusion. So we should first of all understand this, and understand there is a simple methodology to get free from the otherwise seemingly endless and very strict lockdown imposed by material nature. And that is to take to Krishna consciousness the loving path of yoga in relationship with Krishna. It begins very easily by chanting his holy names, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In one sense, we're not really locked down, we've locked ourselves down, and we have the key to free ourselves. Of course, we're very tiny beings, we're dependent on the mercy of the Supreme Lord, Krishna, but he's given us the method by which He's given us the key by which we can open the doors from this prison house of material existence and enter into the light, into the happiness, into the freedom of eternal existence with Krishna. That is our normal existence. That is our happy existence. So in one sense, the lockdown is good in the sense that it makes us realize, well, we are restricted and we can't get what we want, and maybe have a little more time and a little more peacefulness to think about what we are and what we're doing in this material world, where we should be heading, what is the nature of material existence, and how to achieve freedom in happiness, in bliss, in light with Krishna. Ultimately, that is the solution to all lockdowns. Otherwise, lockdown after lockdown after lockdown, we get locked down in a mother's womb, and then another one, we come out for a little time, think we're free, then we get locked down again. It goes on and on and on. So let's be free. Chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Be happy, be free, live in Krishna. Krishna is our best friend, always. Hare Krishna.